boy, if one is moving from Los Angeles to San Francisco, but one believes that one is in Phoenix, one's route is likely to be confusing, to say the least. In fact, there's a remarkably good chance that one might never get to San Francisco. So first of all, one has to be aware of the situation in which one is. To have a direct glimpse of that situation is quite terrifying. When I'd been at Sherborne House for some 2 months, I was down by the woodwork shop. And in a flash, the insight or whatever lasted about half a second, and I simply saw that Robert Fripp didn't exist. And it wasn't a question of pulling out my tomes on esoteric psychology, cosmology, lectures 28. I simply saw that there was nothing there. Nothing there. But there was something, but it wasn't just an arbitrary construct. It quite terrified me, simply to know that one doesn't exist. So I would say that was a situation of exposure.
Aha.
And it was terrifying. So it's impossible to keep the aim unless you see where you are. And it's painful. Fortunately, although I remember the situation because of it, I have a different relationship with whatever I might be. The terror of just seeing that in the flesh doesn't live with me. I think it's a very considerable grace that we have fictions by which to live. But I know they're fictions. We know they're fictions.